Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous day. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started, every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm happy to be in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Boncher. We know today is going to be a busy day. It's going to be a busy show. We got a lot of things to get into. Of course, it's Wednesday. I'll be sharing with you a new top six list. Today, we're going to take a look at some of the biggest wide receiver divas that the NFL has ever seen. Yeah, we got one diva in particular right now. I'm going to tell you some of the biggest divas of all time. We got the Major League Baseball playoffs going on. In every single game, in this divisional round is in action. The Tigers are trying to stay alive against the Mariners right now. Looks like the Tigers are going to force a game five. They lead the Mariners 9-3. It's the top of the ninth. Meanwhile, right now, the Cubs, they're trying to stay alive. The Cubs lead the Brewers 4-1. They're in the second. The Yankees and Blue Jays get underway in about an hour. And then in a few hours from now, we got the Dodgers trying to eliminate the Phillies. So we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. We got Pete Fuatek, who's going to join us from collegefootballnews.com. He's going to come through and grace us with his college football expertise. Taking a look at some of these quarterbacks who are actually good, like Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore. Not some of these guys, not so good. Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik, forget those guys. Eagles seem like they got a beef. Champions are sitting down having meetings. Kyler Murray is hurt, just what these Cardinals need. Shedeur Sanders, ain't no guarantee that he's number two in Cleveland. Joe Flacco is going to start in Cincinnati. Giannis says that he is he's committed to Milwaukee, but he's a human. He might change his mind. That's not necessarily something, you know, the fans of the Bucks want to hear. Kevin Durant says, hey, I got no problem playing with Westbrook. Bring him in. Sure, why not? Allen Iverson tells everybody that he has been sober now. Man, this guy was drinking when he was playing. And he was still out there dropping 30 and 35 and 40 and 45 and 50. Good on Allen Iverson for quitting the booze. Good for him. NCAA is going to let guys gamble. Well, you can't gamble on college games. If you're in college, you got to gamble on professional sports. And then at the end of the game, we're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, as we always do. It has been October 8th, all damn day. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, be smart. Use your brain. I think most of us have them. Go ahead and ask that speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call, you can do that too. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Boncher, looks like these Tigers are going to live to see another day, huh? Getting close.
Very close. I am actually kind of surprised because they got down early and they kind of looked dead, but they came back from the dead also. like the Yankees.
Yeah, well, the Yankees, you had Aaron Judge hitting 3-run home runs last night. The Yankees, yeah, the Yankees stayed alive. Last night, they went out and beat Toronto 9-6. The Yankees looked like they were dead and buried. Aaron Judge hits that 3-run home run to tie the game up at 6, and the Yankees kind of took things over from there. So the New York Yankees live to see another day. Today, tonight, and an hour from now, Cam Schlittler will be on the mound again for the New York Yankees. Last time we saw him, he was out there striking out 12 against the Boston Red Sox. And so the Yankees and all of their fans, they're certainly hoping for the same damn result. Aaron Judge, after the big night, he says, you know what we need to do today? The same thing we did yesterday, Pinky, try to take over the world.
Just got to keep playing our game. Just, you know, it's going to be a battle. They're going to be coming out fighting and clawing just like we are. Just stay focused on one thing. It's just, you know, try to win every pitch. That's it.
You just got to go out there and try to get every pitch. It's a quick turnaround. Yankees looked dead yesterday. Yankees turned things around at the end. Yankees live to see another day. And Aaron Boone, their manager, he's like, listen, man, we won the damn game, but we got to come back tomorrow and do it again.
We need another one tomorrow. So we'll enjoy this for about 10 minutes and get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, just got to come through. And well, now tomorrow is today. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to try to slap this game together with a bullpen game. A lot of people, including former Blue Jay and Yankee Vernon Wells, are trying to figure out why John Schneider decided to, you know, pull Bieber and not leave him in the game, knowing that they had the lead. And he's like, what the hell do you want me to do? He's like, maybe I gotta use my bullpen, and we had a big enough lead. Give me a break. He says, listen, playing in Yankee Stadium, it's never easy.
It's tough as a whole to play here. You know, I think we did a really good job of coming out and taking the lead. you know, you're talking about giving a really good team extra outs, and you're talking about a really good player turning around 100, you know, like three balls in, you know. So you gotta give credit for that.
Yeah, well, let's see what they do today. The New York Yankees have been 3-0 in elimination games so far this postseason. The Yankees are giving people heart attacks. But the Yankees are staying alive. Let's see if they can push it to a... Damn it, I can't believe it. Bacha, do you really think they're gonna push it to 5?
With the bullpen game from the Blue Jays side, I think it's not... I think it favors the Yankees at this point to go 5.
Well, it looks like the Yankees... I think so, too. You got to win at home bullpen game, and you got to ride the Schlittler wave. You got to ride that wave. Let's see if the Yankees can get the job done. Speaking of getting the job done, it's official in Detroit. The sky is blue. None of this 20-hour rain delay crap that they had yesterday. The Detroit Tigers, they win. They now force a game 5. Okay? Riley Green hit a solo home run in the 6th inning. You had Javier Baez, who also helped break things open with a 2-run home run right after him, to put the score to 7-3, and they kind of went from there. I mean, they were in the 5th, and Seattle led 3-1. Let's take a listen to Riley Green's home run. It went straight to center. It broke the tie at 3-3, giving Detroit a 4-3 lead.
Riley Green, fly ball right center field. This one's deep. Watch it fly! Gone! Riley Green's first of the postseason delivers a 4-3 lead for the Tigers in the 6th.
Yeah, broke the tie. You had McKinstry single to right, pushing the score to 5-3. And then you had Javier Baez, who all of a sudden remembered how to hit a baseball this year. He went out there and hit a 2-run bomb. This is also courtesy of Tigers Radio.
Got off to a terrific start, struggled in the second half with this crowd behind him. Fly ball, left field, it's deep, it's got a chance, and it's gone, a home run! Have a day!
Have a day, they do. They end up winning the game. Final score in Detroit. Congratulations. 9-3. The Tigers beat Seattle, and they force a game five. That game five, that's going to take place on Friday. Back in Seattle. I'm going to get an afternoon game. Game five. This is the part that sucks. The game is so early. In Seattle, the game is going to take place at 1:40. On the East Coast, the game is basically going to start at 4:40. And if the Yankees can force a game five as well, winning today, the Yankees go back to Toronto on Friday. But the Yankees have to handle business today first. Speaking of handling business, you got another team trying to stave off elimination. Right now, the Cubs lead the Brewers 4-1. They're entering into the third inning. Plenty of time for the Brewers to show some life. But let's see. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cubs just go out here and pick up one. We'll see what happens. Also, how about this? I told you about this later tonight. Philadelphia taking on the Dodgers in L.A. The Dodgers trying to eliminate the Phillies. They got a 2-0 series lead. We got Aaron Nola. We got Yamamoto on the mound as well. You got Schwarber and Bryce Harper. All of a sudden, they forgot how to hit a baseball. Maybe they'll wake up like Aaron Judge did yesterday. Or maybe they just go quietly into the night. Botch, I was looking forward to this one going five. Damn it, I wanted seven, and it might end tonight.
I didn't know if last year was a fluke year for the Phillies after their success and the previous two postseasons. But I don't know what it is. They could not play at home against the Mets, and they could not play at home this year. So I don't know if it's mental. Rob Thompson believes it isn't, but either way, they have way too much talent in the top four of their lineup to be struggling like this, and it's disappointing to see, to say the least.
Bruh, if they're going to suck, if they're not going to do it, let's just get them out of here. But you know what? These are the type of guys. These are future Hall of Famers. These are all-stars. It only takes one at-bat for Schwarber just to kind of turn things around automatically. It takes one at-bat for Bryce Harper. It takes one game for them to go ahead and just turn things around. But I think the reality is when the Dodgers have a 2-0 series lead, we might as well just call this a wrap, okay? Because I would find it very unlikely. I think it is more likely for the New York Yankees to just win three damn straight games against the Toronto Blue Jays than the Philadelphia Phillies to wake up and win three consecutive games against the Dodgers. I think the way things are currently situated, and I know what's going on right now in Chicago as the Cubs got a 4-1 lead against the Brewers, but it's really looking like we're going to have the Dodgers and the Brewers, and God knows what things look like in the American League. Just flip a coin to see if the Yankees can come back. Detroit, think about Detroit. Blew that giant 15.5 game lead in the American League Central to Cleveland. They come back to beat Cleveland in the wild card round. Here they are, their backs up against the wall, taking on Seattle. Now they forced a game five that'll take place on Friday. Yeah, things are looking very, very wild in the American League, and the Dodgers are still looking like the favorite in the National League. Well, we'll see what happens. What a world this is. So we got a lot to get into. We got a lot to discuss. We'll keep you up to date with the Brewers and the Cubs. We'll talk about the Yankees and the Blue Jays when they get started in about an hour from now. I told you, we got a top six list coming your way as well. Today, we'll take a look at some of the biggest divas that we've ever seen in the NFL. The biggest wide receiver divas that we've ever seen in the NFL. We'll have a conversation with Pete Fuatek from collegefootballnews.com. He will join us next hour, okay? If you want to be a part of the show, you can join anytime. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, it's time to share with you some additional news. We knew that yesterday Joe Flacco was traded from the Browns to the Bengals. It's now been confirmed that Joe Flacco was going to get a start for the Bengals. Even though he just showed up, I guess you've been around long enough, you can just go play for anybody. And so now that Joe Flacco is gone, what does this mean for Shedeur Sanders? Is he the number two quarterback behind Dylan Gabriel? Or is there another quarterback already in the organization ready to take his spot? Is Shador number two? Or is Shador behind door number three? I'll let you know on the other side of the break. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Gave you an update on the baseball. Congratulations to the Tigers for forcing a game five against the Mariners. We got the Cubs right now. They're trying to stay alive, trying to get one game against Milwaukee. They currently lead the Brewers 4-1. If Milwaukee wins, Milwaukee advances to the NLCS, and the Chicago Cubs go home. The Chicago Cubs trying to stretch out their season. We'll keep you up to date. And, of course, we got the Yankees in Toronto later on, as well as Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Both Los Angeles and Toronto both trying to advance. It's the playoffs in Major League Baseball. And meanwhile, in the NFL season, we got a bunch of teams. We are so deep into the season already, getting ready to start week six tomorrow with the New York Giants trying not to embarrass themselves against the Eagles. We'll get into that game. But before we get there, speaking of embarrassments, sorry, that was just an easy transition. We got the Cleveland Browns. You know, yesterday we learned that they're moving on from Joe Flacco. They sending him out to Cincinnati, where, of course, Joe Burrow is out because a poor guy's foot is busted because the offensive line sucks. And it's just like, okay, Jake Browning sucks. The Bengals' offensive line stinks. Let's bring in a 40-plus-year-old quarterback to see if he can fix things, even though he also sucks. But he can't be as bad as the guy we've had in Jake Browning. And so, in essence, the Cincinnati Bengals are taking off one pair of dirty underwear to put on another dirty pair. Okay, this is in essence what they're doing. Pretty disgusting, but that's the Bengals. And by the way, there's stories about how the Bengals in past years made the players go out there and, you know, share, well, jock straps. Bocce, you heard that story before, right?
Yeah, it was very disgusting, and it's hard to relive.
Well, yeah, well, sharing jock straps and all of these things. So, hey, anyway, they got a new quarterback. His name is Joe Flacco. And because they've sucked so bad, you want to know something? Zach Taylor already told us who the new quarterback is. Listen to this.
Played him a lot, watched him a lot. Brings great experience, great leadership. His style fits our style of play, too. So excited to get him out there. We'll start him this week. So he's going to take all the reps, get ready to go. Already spent a lot of time meeting with us, getting up to speed. So feel really good about where he's at.
Oh, my goodness. They're so bad. They're like, nah. He doesn't need to know the playbook. Here, learn the snap count and just throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. And if you can't throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase, just give it to T. Higgins. Like, Joe Flacco just showed up and already got him out there getting ready to play. Guess who? The Packers. All right? I mean, if I am out there, my name is Micah Parsons, I'm licking my chops. Or I'm ready to get after Joe Flacco. Bocce, if Joe Flacco ran a 40 right now, how fast do you think he'd be?
A six? Close to 6 seconds?
Yeah, at 40 years old, right? Well, he does have all those kids. If you got a bunch of kids, I would think that would improve your 40 time, right?
Not for him. I think so many hits he's taken in his career. He's got the neck issue, too, from the past.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's not doing...
Yeah, he's tall. He's long. He's a big dude. He's never moved. Well, he used to be able to move straight ahead, but them days are over. Okay, so Joe Flacco is going to get the start. Hopefully this man is not out there beat to a pulp. I got to be honest with you. And this sounds absolutely terrible. If you're a Bengals fan, don't be surprised if Jake Browning ends up in the game, okay? Don't be surprised if Joe Flacco is so bad or gets knocked around so bad that Jake Browning has to go out there and relieve him. This is a case of misery loves company, all right? And maybe the Bengals deserve this. Zach Taylor says, you know what? Yeah, we just picked up Joe Flacco. Yeah, he just got here. But I believe in him.
You just know him. I mean, I don't know him personally. I've only met him once before he came here. But know his game as well. I mean, it's putting in some, I don't know how many times, a lot of times. And so very comfortable with his style. Concepts he's been good at, things that fit us, that we do. A lot of the terminology, there's a bunch of carryover, more so than I would have anticipated. So feel like we can get him up to speed quickly.
You know, this is bad. If we had, we don't have an in-season Hard Knocks this year, do we? They skipped that, right?
I think nobody wanted to be a part of it because it was so revealing.
Oh, my God. We need an in-season Hard Knocks. That's just a comedy of the Cincinnati Bengals and the Browns. Like, I would sit down and watch that. All right, you got two teams in Ohio screwing things up, don't know what the hell they want to do at quarterback, can't protect the quarterback, can't draft a quarterback, can't pay a quarterback, or paying the wrong quarterback money, hi Deshaun Watson. It's just bad all the way around. I mean, if you want to find any type of a competent football team in the state of Ohio, you got to go to Columbus. You got to go to the Horseshoe. You got to take a look at the Buckeyes. The Browns and Bengals ain't it. So Joe Flacco is going to get the start against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday, and Joe Flacco is going to be annihilated. Sorry, I hope his kids aren't watching that game. Meanwhile, back in Cleveland, the Browns, well, Dylan Gabriel is going to get the start against Pittsburgh. He will probably be a Swiss cheese. We know he's number one right now. So what does that mean for number two? What does that mean for Shedeur Sanders? You got Bailey Zappe. People forget about him. He's on the practice squad. So does Bailey Zappe jump in front of Shedeur? Is Shedeur the number two quarterback in the organization? They're the only two quarterbacks on the active roster, both he and Dylan Gabriel. And Kevin Stefanski is just like, I don't know.
Well, first I'd tell you is the Joe trade took us by surprise. That was not something that we saw coming. You know, they called us, and you know, that's happened very fast and happened not too long ago. So still working through all roster type of things. I always have to be mindful of our players and our players' development, and you know, I want to make sure that I'm always doing what's best for our players and of course our team. But you know, with young players, I'm always thinking about last week making the change to Dylan. You have to think long and hard about that, because these are young players that you're so invested in their development. So I'll let the week play out, make a decision later on that.
Oh my goodness. He had to go through the whole history of the trade just to not give you an answer about Shedeur Sanders. Is it really that damn complicated? You don't want to just say that he's number two. You don't believe that he's number two. You're not sure. What does the trade have to do with anything? Joe Flacco's gone. Who gives a damn who called who? He's gone. You got two quarterbacks on the active roster. Is Shedeur going to be number two? It's either yes or no. And if you're Shedeur Sanders, at this point, why do you want to be yo-yoed around publicly like this? You want to tell me that he really doesn't have an answer? Come on now. Kevin Stefanski, what is Bailey Zappe going to go ahead and jump him? What are we doing here? Kevin Stefanski was also asked, well, what the hell does Shedeur need to do to be called quarterback number two?
Again, I wouldn't say there's one thing you need to see. I just, in my role, I have to do what's best for our players, our team, and I'm very, very invested in our player development, our young players' development, our quarterback development. So any decision I make, I want to just make sure that I'm doing what's right for our players.
Botch, are they going to jerk him around? And I get it. If you want to make him number three, then you should have just done it already. You should have elevated Bailey Zappe to the roster and said, Shador, well, you're still quarterback number three. And I think you would have made a statement there. They don't know what the hell they're doing out there. They're just, it seems like they're just throwing crap up against the wall and see if it sticks.
It sounds like Andrew Berry made this trade for Flacco without giving them a heads up, one. And then two, they didn't double check with Stefanski because it obviously means he has no faith in Shador Sanders to be the quarterback for the Browns. So
yeah, the way that he's rapping about it, he doesn't.
And he's praising, it's best for our players. Not, I don't think when he says players, he's referring to Shador. I think he's referring to the rest of the team and how it wouldn't be best for the team to put Shador as quarterback two after this trade.
Well, he's beating around the bush. He doesn't want to publicly take a crap on Shador because it's going to come down on him. He doesn't want to be the guy that took a dump on Shador Sanders. It's just bad all the way around. And so last week, when Dillon Gabriel took over as quarterback one and Joe Flacco was benched before he was traded, you might recall Shador Sanders looked pretty silly speaking to the media. Well, not speaking to the media. He was basically miming to the media when they were asking him about his status on the depth chart. And apparently he was kind of making a joke about Rex Ryan, who told him that he needs to just shut up and focus. Well, Shador Sanders, I believed he actually used his words this go-round. Shador Sanders was asked about Joe Flacco being traded.
What did you think about the news today about Joe Flacco getting traded to Cincinnati?
Oh, Joe Flacco getting traded. He was definitely somebody I leaned on for wisdom, and I feel like he helped me a lot. He helped me a lot with my time being here in Cleveland and his time being here in Cleveland. So now, you know, everybody has their own destinies and have their own plans they have in life, so I'm just happy for him.
Have you talked to him yet?
Yeah, I seen him in the facility. I seen him.
Yeah, wow. Is sayonara goodbye? I hope I take over as quarterback too, and then ultimately quarterback one. Man, it was only a couple of months ago, Joe Flacco's kind of talking to the media. I'm not here to babysit anybody. I'm not here to mentor anybody. I'm here to get my money. I'm here to win. I'm here to play. Except for the Browns, well, the team ain't built to play. Joe Flacco ain't built to move. And so in return, you get six interceptions, and now he's in Cincinnati because, well, Joe Burrow got hurt because of some of the same reasons out in Cincinnati. I mean, the Browns, at least Cincinnati has a QB. They just can't keep him healthy. The Browns had four different QBs, or just about five. Almost six over the past several months, if you include Deshaun Watson. They can't figure anything out to save their lives. We heard from Kevin Stefanski. He didn't have too many answers about what the hell is going on with Shador in his future. But he did have some positivity about what he's seen from him. I guess these are positive words.
Really, really pleased with our young guys and how they work. This is not a group that you have to prod into doing extra, whether that's in the weight room, in the meeting room, out on the fields. We are really pushing these guys to improve, and I see that from Shador. I see that from all these young guys, which is the fun part for us as coaches, to see a lot of the work that you're putting in that's showing up in how these guys are performing.
Oh, my God. He can't say Shador. It has to be everybody, right? You can't talk about Shador Sanders individually. You got to kind of loop in the group. All of his words let you know what he feels about Shador Sanders. He ain't ready for him to play. He's not ready to anoint him at number two. He may have no choice over the next several weeks. It depends on how things play out in Cleveland. But he's not a fan. Today, October 8th, his head coach, Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, you can listen to his words. He ain't no fan of Shador. Now, if he ends up at quarterback number two this week, good on him. You know, at this point, I don't care, but I want to see Shador. I want to see what he can do. I think a lot of Browns fans want to see what he can do. Let's see how long it takes. It may come sooner than later. But all this, we can't say his name. We can't talk about it. Is Shador the boogeyman? What did he do? I want to see the guy play. I want to see what Kevin Stefanski has to say in response. And then, what does this mean later in the week? Are we going to wake up on Friday and Bailey Zappe is quarterback too? Well, we're really going to know what this feels like for Shador. Can Kevin Stefanski do that? Was he going to have a mutiny? Are the fans going to kill him? Is he going to get scrutinized? We're going to find out. I mean, it's going to be tough to keep two rookie quarterbacks right there at 1-2. So let's see what Kevin Stefanski has up his sleeve. Whatever decision he makes, he's going to be scrutinized. That's why this guy's sitting there just saying a whole lot of nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we return from break, I'm going to tell you about another quarterback. I can tell you I'm not a fan of him. His name is Kyler Murray. What the heck is going on with him? I'll tell you on the other side of the break. And another quarterback I'm not a fan of. He's okay. I don't think he's a starter. It's Justin Fields. He's going overseas to try to get a victory with the New York Jets. I'll explain what's going on with Kyler Murray. We'll talk about the Jets. We'll get into the Eagles as well. We got a lot going on, including baseball. Playoffs are going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a newsflash with Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Growth and maturity. Sure. I'll take it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Well, damn it. Here we go. Chicago Cubs lead the Brewers 4-2. In the fourth inning right now, Milwaukee is trying to get this over with and advance to the NLCS, the Chicago Cubs down 2-0. They are just trying to stick around for another day. I can't believe it, but we're about 20 minutes and change away, maybe 30 minutes away from the New York Yankees trying to stay alive against Toronto. Right before we went to break, we talked about this situation in Ohio between both teams. The Cincinnati Bengals are going to throw Joe Flacco to the Wolves. He just got traded yesterday. He's going to start on Sunday for the Bengals against the Packers. And then the Browns, well, they have no idea what they're going to do when it comes down to Shador Sanders. He might stick around as quarterback number two, or he might be replaced by the time the end of the week is up with Bailey Zappe. The head coach, Kevin Stefanski, has yet to make it clear what he wants to do. He doesn't know, or and if he does, he doesn't want to rock the boat when it comes down to Shador. Speaking of quarterbacks, there's a quarterback that well, you may see him or you may not this Sunday. And the way his team performed on Sunday, you know, he may want to hide or he may want to try to rectify things. Kyler Murray, he's iffy. We have no idea whether or not he's going to play this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. He suffered a foot injury against the Tennessee Titans. So just when you thought things couldn't get worse for the Arizona Cardinals, knowing that they basically gave that game away against the Titans at the end, Kyler Murray's dealing with a foot issue. And let's all be real. One of my issues, particularly with Kyler Murray, is that he is small. He's diminutive. And yeah, anybody could have a foot injury. Come on. Joe Burrow currently out due to a foot issue. But Kyler Murray, we know that whether it's a knee, a hamstring, a leg, now he's dealing with a foot. When you are 5 foot nothing, and the name of your game is to run around like a crazy person, watching Kyler Murray play is like a video game. Like, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but the majority of time you're just going to end up, you're going to be in a loser. That's it. Head coach Jonathan Gannon had his own problems striking his players to get their point across when they drop touchdown passes. I guess he's going to keep it short with the media. Jonathan Gannon was asked about Kyler Murray. Are you concerned? Are you worried? Tell me.
What's the concern level right now with Kyler?
Take it day by day.
Day by day. I mean, he may be thinking about his job status in the same way. Day by day. Hey, coach, we know that Kyler Murray, he's running around. He's scrambling like he's in a video game. Are you worried about him moving?
When you look at if he can't move as well, but he can still stay in the pocket and throw, how will that affect kind of your decision whether to play?
Yeah, if he's healthy enough to play, he'll play.
Even if he's limited in some regards?
Yeah, if he's healthy enough to play, he'll play.
Damn. Oh, my God. What type of torture is this? Arizona Cardinals are 2-3. They're coming off of one of the ugliest losses that I've seen. And, of course, a loss in the NFL can be ugly. We got plenty of ugly losses, but that was disastrous. How to lose a game 1-on-1 is what Kyler Murray called it. Botcher, does Jonathan Gannon want his job, but does he want to get shot to Mars?
I think he's just fed up with the team. I'd be mad, too, if I just got fined $100,000 for yelling at a player who made a very, very, very costly mistake. So I think he's just had a very rough week, to say the least.
But he didn't yell at the guy. He hit him.
It's coach. He's wearing pads. He's fine. I think it was a little too far to fine him.
What was too far? Because he slapped the guy a couple of times in his chest?
That's not bad. For a football player, I feel like that's hard coaching. You know, it's like a get-it-together type of moment. Fine a person $100,000 for that is kind of excessive.
It's excessive. What were they supposed to fine him? 50 or was just fining him purity excessive?
Just don't fine him.
Oh, come on.
You didn't fine Travis Kelce for bumping into Andy Reid that often. He almost does it every other game.
No. That's different. It's one thing to be a player and then these two guys to say, hey, our relationship is good. It's another thing to have the coach who's held to a higher standard than the actual players to strike somebody. You can't do that. Have you seen Bruce Arians, just kind of slap up, you know, did he ring Antonio Brown by the neck?
He should have, but no.
Did Bill Parcells put his hands around, just pick somebody? Keyshawn Johnson, did you do that?
He probably thought about it.
Yeah, but you can't. It sets a bad precedent. I mean, some of the worst scenes that we've ever even seen in college sports, college football, anything. And this happens in college because these are younger people. These are younger men. Haven't seen it recently. This guy's like Bob Knight just throwing chairs and hitting guys. You can't do that. You can't. I mean, you talk about coaches. It's one thing for Travis Kelce and Andy Reid, who actually like each other. You know they like each other. They're bumping each other. This is not exactly, Latrell Sprewell choking out P.J. Carlissimo. And so, look, everything going on with Gannon, it's his own fault. Like, he sounds miserable. And, like, win something, bruh. Like, when you're the coach, they brought you on to try to help turn things around. Obviously, that hasn't happened. They're going to be mediocre as mediocre. I don't think anybody's ever going to have success with Kyler Murray. That's just me. So, Jonathan Gannon is just, he's the walking dead right now. He might as well go out there and walk the plank. And so to sound that miserable and be on a losing team, and you're answering questions about Kyler Murray, just go do something. Let's listen again. Listen to the reporter's question and listen to this guy's miserable answer. I'm going to give you a better response.
What's the concern level right now with Kyler?
Take it day by day.
Day by day. Day by day. Let's see the other one.
When you look at if he can't move as well, but he can still stay in the pocket and throw, how will that affect kind of your decision whether to play?
Yeah, if he's healthy enough to play, he'll play.
Even if he's limited in some regards?
Yeah, if he's healthy enough to play, he'll play.
If he's healthy enough to play, he'll play. If he's healthy enough to play, he'll play. If he's healthy enough to play, he'll play. Ouch. Well, next time, don't smack your players. Keep your hands to yourself. Bacha, how would you feel if somebody slapped you in the chest? A grown man.
If I was wearing pads and I knew it made a bad play in football, I wouldn't be mad. I'd be mad at myself for making a mental mistake. I wouldn't be mad at someone
he is
smacking
mad at
me in the
himself.
Chest.
He is mad at himself. Well, has a grown man smacked you in the chest?
No, no.
Okay.
But okay. Emotions get high in the NFL. I'm wearing pads. I already know I did wrong. A coach comes to me and says, don't do that, don't do that. And then you get like, there's different interpretations of slaps. Maybe that's like a lot, like a focus up type of slap.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't get hurt from the slap.
Of course he didn't get hurt. He didn't hit him with a, you know, a Ric Flair chop. When is the last time you saw an NFL head coach put his hands on a player?
Been a while.
Do you remember a case?
Not really.
Well, there you have it. There's a reason. Could you imagine Jerry Jones? Jerry Jones thinks he's a coach. He just got fined $250,000 for flipping the bird at fans. Could you imagine if Jerry Jones woke up one day and said, oh, my God, you know, Dak just fumbled at the goal line. And if Jerry Jones went down there and slapped Michael on the pads, like, you keep your hands to yourself, man. Kyler Murray. Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon. What a bad situation that is. Oh, anyway, at least you're not the Jets. Jets are trying to turn things around. They're getting ready to go to London, unfortunately, to lose again. Well, this is going to be the sixth time they lose against the Denver Broncos. Jets just got eliminated by Jerry Jones Cowboys, or beat up. That's why Jerry Jones was out there throwing up those middle fingers. And now everybody is like, you know what, we're the Jets. If we fly over to London, are we going to have better results? Justin Fields says going to London is a good bonding moment, I bet.
Most definitely. AG challenged us to kind of talk to guys that, you know, we're not used to talking to on the team. So, but this is definitely an opportunity for us to, you know, get closer as a team, build that camaraderie, and just get closer. So, yeah. It's been good. I feel like I've talked to mostly everybody on the team, but, you know, some guys are more reserved than others, but, you know, I think, you know, me, I talk to pretty much everybody, so.
I talk to pretty much everybody, but there's some guys on the team don't talk to nobody. Now, here's an opportunity for us to all get together. This is going to be a disaster, okay? Now, I don't know, maybe this is one of those games where you go overseas and you end up with a victory and everybody feels good. Oh, my God, we went to London. We won a game. Or maybe it's just another New York Jets disaster. Because if Denver does not turn the ball over and their defense does what they've typically done, which is stop everybody, the Jets can't score worth a damn. Maybe this is good for them to go to London. Maybe a change of scenery will help. Because playing in New York, playing at MetLife, playing anywhere, it hasn't gotten the Jets a victory yet. So, good morning on Sunday. Congratulations. You will get the Jets, and you'll get the Broncos. Hopefully the Jets don't stink to join up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The Jets are trying to build camaraderie. I know another team trying to build camaraderie. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. They're having meetings between their offense to try to get on the same page. Are we throwing? Are we passing? Are we running? Are we winning? Are we losing? The Eagles don't know what they're doing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll fill you in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.